Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. Y'all, I just had to come on and share this with you. I just got off of the most amazing Panache Desai meditation. So if you can, go to his YouTube channel and look up March 24th, the meditation from that day. Because it's a few days before I'm going to be able to air this one for you. But oh my gosh, it was really amazing. Today's talk, and I'm going to do the energy activation in about an hour and a half because this was really powerful. But today's talk was all on longevity and vitality and, you know, extending your life force and cultivating your prana through joy and gratitude and extending the vibrancy of your life. Because, you know, he started out by saying the human being, the body's life force capacity is about 120 years old, you know, if we're lucky and, you know, train doesn't get us or, you know, a pandemic or whatever, because, you know, stuff happens. But just in general, we're hardwired as a body to live roughly 120 years old. But what's fascinating is, you know, so many of us, what he was saying, and it's so true, so many of us buy into this idea that aging has to be a certain way, that it has to be debilitating, that it has to be a reduction in our life force energy, that it has to mean we, you know, we start to crumble and get decrepit and things fall apart and we just waste away. Like that's sort of the idea that's out there in the collective of how aging looks. And so, you know, in your mind, you have an idea of what 50 looks and feels like, what 60 looks and feels like. Uh-oh, here comes 70. That's going to be more debilitation and less life force energy and more sitting on a couch and more wasting away. Like, you know, that's sort of what's out there in the collective is this overall fear of how aging has to look and be and feel. But the talk today was so cool because he started out by saying that there are some scientific studies at either some senior homes or some like adult daycares or somewhere, and he wasn't specific, but I'm going to look this up. But it's basically some studies that have been going on that are showing really simple things can be done with people as they're aging to revert them back to an earlier age when their life force energy was the strongest, and it will redirect them to that place to the point that they start to regenerate energetically. They start to get some life force back in them. They start to really respond and, get their libido back. And these are, you know, these are seniors in elder care. So they're people that are not independent anymore. They're dependent on others. They're frail. They're shutting down. But these studies that he's talking about show that simple things, and this is so fascinating because I found myself doing some of these things that he's talking about intuitively and instinctually and trying to do them with my mom and dad. And they're kind of fighting me a little bit, but now I'm going to double down. But one of the things he said was, in this study, they have shown that if in these senior homes, they go back and start playing the music of the era of when these people were in their prime, you know, so like their late teens, early 20s, mid 20s, you know, let's say that's your prime, because it kind of is, you know, energetically. Sort of wasted on the youth, I'm realizing, but you know, that's kind of when you get it, because that's when you're coming into your own, that's when you're about to start your career and your life, and you're finding your life partners, hopefully, and you're able to procreate way too easily. I mean, that's what, you know, late teens, early 20s are. But that's when your life force and your prana is just, you've got so much of it. That's, you know, that's why people that age are bulletproof and fearless. So, but the study says, you know, they started to play the music of the era of the time when, you know, these people were in their prime. And as they did more and more of it, they realized, you know, playing it consistently and reminding them of this time in their life, the people started to tune back into the frequency of that energy, of that time, of that life force, and started to respond, started to thrive like I said before, started to get some of their libido back, started to get more energized, started to get more limberness in their body. Like they were energetically able to tune back into the frequency of that time period for themselves. And because they could tune back into it and find, you know, where it was on the dial, they could bring more life force energy back to themselves. Well, that's fascinating because I really feel the difference when I don't listen to music. And there have been, you know, extended periods in my life where I have stopped listening because I've shut down to the point, you know, physically or emotionally or spiritually, or, you know, just been so sick or so busy, like I just forgot. But I've been really intentional in cultivating, you know, I wake up, I listen to Native American flute music because it makes me peaceful. It's a good way to start my day. It's ancient for me. It does something in me for past lives. It's part of what I listen to when I do my healing work. Like it really resets something in me. So I listen to that. But I've been listening to a ton of 70s music, and I've been playing, you know, it's what I like to sing. For some reason, I know every lyric to every 70s song ever written. Like, I cannot remember what I did yesterday, or, you know, try to play words with friends. I can't remember words or how things fit together, but I can remember every 70s lyric ever, especially the singer-songwriters. It's really weird. So I got a new Echo Dot from Amazon, and it's a round one with a clock on it and a really good speaker. And I've been playing, because the sound is so good, I've been playing this thing called Song Quiz on there, and it's all, you can pick your decade. And so what I've been doing is I've been picking, you know, 70s classic rock or 70s, just kind of intuitively, just trying to, one, I started to do it because I thought, well, it'll jog my memory. It'll help me, you know, kind of dig back into the database back there, pull stuff out. It'll, you know, it'll be good for that. But I've been realizing how much I've been enjoying it because it really is taking me back to a time when I was really happy and when I loved to sing a lot and when there was a lot of joy and energy. And, you know, it's back to days when I was camping with my family and riding around with my grandparents. And, you know, because, you know, the 70s, I was born in 65. So, you know, that was my late teenage years, or early to mid teenage years. So there's just a lot of good memories tied up in that. But what's really cool, you know, is he's saying, you know, dial into that frequency of where your energy was the strongest. So I've been doing that. And then I've been really listening, not as much as I should, but I'm starting to more. And now I'm going to consciously cultivate that too. I've been listening to a bunch of new wave music whenever I'm really happy. New wave or reggae for some reason. But those were the two things I loved to listen to in my late teens and early 20s when I would go out dancing. And y'all, I used to be a dancing machine. My first boyfriend and I would win like swing competitions and dance competitions places because that boy could dance. And I, you know, I love music so much, and it really fills me up. It really lights me up. And back, you know, before my four knee surgeries and all that stuff, I could really move my body and control it. And it's interesting. I didn't realize until I'm telling you this right now, that's one of the few things I could ever do athletically that I was really gifted at. Because I'm not, that's what's going to be a continuation of, in a minute I'll tell you more, but I've never really fit in my body well or been able to control it or make it do things with any consistency. I fall down a lot. It feels like I don't fit in it. I've never kind of made peace with this meat suit thing that I'm in, because I think I'm taller than I am. And like I'd play softball and, you know, I'd be like, okay, I got it, and you know, the ball would go like a half inch beyond my reach because I thought I was taller and longer. And it's weird, like I'm coming to understand that's because, you know, I've had a few people that have done readings for me in past life stuff. They're like, you know, you're a really old soul, you got an advanced soul going on. So I'm starting to understand, maybe I just didn't want to be here this time. Maybe, you know, maybe this is one final sweep at it. And I kind of just have been fighting it, like not wanting to settle into this container that I'm here to utilize this time. And so that's been a fascinating realization. But that's what was so powerful about today in the meditation is, you know, he's saying, cultivate gratitude for being here. Cultivate gratitude for this body that you're in, for this container that you get to utilize while you're here. And, you know, really learn to dial up the prana and the chi that you do have so that you get the most out of this experience, you know, this lifetime of experience that you're in. And I have fought so much this body that I'm in, I haven't liked it. You know, he said, you have to learn to really love your body. And I haven't liked mine. I have, my self-talk has always been bad. I've always been short and I've always battled, you know, a little extra weight. I haven't eaten well in the past. And I'm not feeling well in my body lately. I'm feeling heavier and there's a bloatedness to it that I'm not understanding because I'm not really doing anything different with my body. I'm trying to give it, you know, the nutrition that it needs. I stopped drinking because I was, you know, getting the intuition that that was clouding me and bloating me and causing some inflammation, but also causing like some energetic heaviness that I didn't want anymore. But I'm still, there's still some funk in my body right now. And I've been, I don't know, the last week or so really hard on myself for, you know, not moving like I should. Like I know I should be doing, should, you know, pay attention when you say shoulds, because that's some negative self-talk. But, you know, I've been shoulding myself into, you should be doing yoga. You should be walking. You should be stretching. You should be jumping on the little mini tramp that I've got because it, you know, that makes the lymphatic system flow. But what I had forgotten until today's talk with Panache was movement cultivates, maintains, and allows the flow of your life force energy. You're not just moving to keep the body strong and vital. You're moving to keep your energy, your chi, your prana in flow. You're moving, you're stretching, you're moving your body to let that life force energy, you know, flow and go and circle back. And y'all, I had forgotten that. I'm not sure I ever really understood it that way. So this was a pretty awesome epiphany this morning, you know. And he said too, you know, move to the best of your ability. He's like, some people are in a wheelchair. Great. Move the parts of your body that you can, you know, cultivate the chi where and how you can. So, you know, I've got a chi machine that you, it's really cool. You actually, for people that are immobile, some of these things I got when I was so sick, and I've used them with my mom, you know, the last couple of years. You lay down, you plug it in, it's got a dial on it, so you can, you know, go from low to high, and you put your feet in it, your ankles, and it shakes your body left to right, you know, back and forth, at varying speeds to cultivate, you know, to move your chi through you and to move your lymphatic system, because your lymphatic system doesn't have a pump like your circulatory system does. So your lymph needs to move. That's why those little mini tramps, you jump up and down on those, that moves your lymph. You dry brush, that moves the lymph. You do chi machines like this, that moves your lymphatic system. And your lymphatic system is what, you know, helps your immune system. It's got to flow, and it will stagnate on you and thicken, and you won't be able to detox. But it's also a big part of what moves your life force energy through you. And I've got that machine here. I've got a little mini tramp. I've got resistance bands. I've got all kinds of little portable things that will let me work out in the Airstream or on my porch. You know, I've got a yoga mat. I've got yoga blocks, and I have not been using any of them. So I've been feeling the urge to do it and wanting to, and now that the weather's pretty, I did get out yesterday after my EMDR session. This was cool. My therapist said, okay, because we moved something really big and deep and heavy yesterday. It was awesome. And he reminded me, he said, get out and move. What's your body telling you first thing, you know, that you want to do to move this energy through? And I said, oh, the mini tramp. So I did go out, you know, and I jumped on it for 10 minutes. And then I came back in and I drummed for another 5 or 10 minutes. Because drumming will move, you know, that not only is good for you spiritually, it moves energy. It moves energy and it moves sound. So I came back in the camper and I did some drumming, and that felt really good. So then here's, you know, the next morning, the very next morning is this amazing talk from Panache saying, move your body, move the energy, but from a conscious place of wanting to create more vitality, more prana, more chi, and, you know, a life of longevity full of this great energy. So it was just a really powerful reminder to me of a much more important reason to move my body. It's not just to cultivate, you know, a safe, healthy body to house my spirit, but, you know, to guarantee that spirit grows and thrives, and just another way to raise your vibration, right? You move your body, you cultivate more chi, you cultivate more prana, you elevate, you focus on gratitude, because that was the other thing. He's like, reach for gratitude in everything. Be grateful that you woke up. Be grateful about your coffee. Be grateful about, you know, my dog is still here. Be grateful about how beautiful the spring is. Oh my gosh, every little thing is starting to bud here in Austin. And, you know, after that hellacious 10 days that we spent with all that ice, you know, the 5 ice storms and everything that died, this is such a beautiful, just an extra poignant spring, because somehow so many of these plants made it. These trees are budding, like they, you know, nature is so resilient, and it's just a reminder to me of how resilient we are. So that study that Panache talked about of, you know, listening to the music and putting yourself into that time period where you were the most vibrant and had the most life force and chi, it started me thinking. I was like, okay, so that for me was probably mid to late 20s. So I'm gonna aim to sort of focus my energy and my intention to reaching back to that era and listening to, you know, the new wave music that I used to listen to. And he even said, you know, watch some of the movies from that time period and watch some of the TV shows, which, y'all, I've been doing instinctively. It's so weird. I've been watching some of the stuff from the late 70s that I watched with my grandpa when I don't feel well. I've been watching the Waltons a lot. I watched, you know, like the Dick Van Dyke Show and old reruns of things that were just more joyful and brought really good energy and good memories to me, but I could not figure out why I was doing it. I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, there's current stuff on TV, dude. You could be watching something new, but the nostalgia from that period was vibrant to me and made me, it was comforting at the times when I felt so bad, but then it was, you know, it always made me laugh more. Like, you know, I've been watching Family Affair and all this stuff on the Decades channel, and I thought, what are you doing? Are you just like getting old, and, you know, are you reaching back because you're just becoming an old person? But it's not. I see now it really is reaching back to the time when there was a lot of joy, a lot of vibrancy. I've been dipping back into that well, and that's what Panache acknowledged today was a really good thing to do. Just focus back on that time period and you know, bring that life force energy, remember what it felt like, grab hold of it again, and learn how to cultivate more of it for yourself now, because it's always there and accessible to us. It's always there. We just eke it out and forget about it and start habits and things that, you know, leak more of it and put it down. But, you know, he was saying today, just grab it. Grab it, harness it. Do not believe all these lies in the collective of how aging has to be debilitating. And it sparked a, you know, huge memory of my great uncle Dan. One of my early episodes is about him, and how vital he was. Like up until he lived to be 104, I think. And for his 100th birthday, he decided he wanted a 10-speed bike, and he got it and he rode it a couple of miles every day. And he died of cancer, but he never aged. Like, he wasn't old. He felt 65, 70, when he was 104, and he was vibrant. He died with vibrancy. There was a lot of joy and energy to him. So he had a ton of life force energy and prana still vibrant in his body as he passed. And I was there with him. It was beautiful. And he was lovely. Like, he was such a joy to be around. When people tell me, you know, that they love to be in my energy and that I light them up and bring them joy, that just, oh my gosh, that makes me so happy because I know how that feels. That's who he was for me. He would come around and you just felt like the light turned up and music got better and food tasted better and everything was richer because he intentionally cultivated that. And hearing what Panache said today, he knew how to keep that life force, that prana, turned up. The man listened to the music of his youth every night. He would dance with his wife every night. He cultivated a good meal, like a real dinner. And you know, the ritual of a dinner time where you sat down together and you talked and you listened to music and you enjoyed each other, that was intentional. He never put down his curiosity. He was always growing and learning and feeding that energy. He would make things. He invented stuff. He just never aged. So I feel like, you know, what I heard today, applying that to my Uncle Dan, he probably stayed dialed into the energy of his 30s. That's where he was most vibrant and most excited and most energized. And he carried that with him until he was 104. So what Panache said today really hit home. And it really made me go, okay, look back at, you know, 28, say. That was when I was my most energetic. I was the most capable in my body. I was lean and mean and full of energy. I was creating my company, my casting company. I was dating my husband, soon to, you know, gonna be husband. I was cultivating where my life was gonna go, you know, building intimacy, building relationships, building a career, raising a stepson, you know, all that vibrant energy going every direction. But I, you know, I can feel it. Like, I can tap back into it and I'm like, okay, I remember how that feels. And interestingly enough, if I choose right now at 55 to go, okay, I'm going to tap back into that. That's how I really feel when I'm lit up, fully in the flow, and fully vibrant. Well, I'm also at a crossroads right now where I have to, not have to, let's be conscious with our language, I get to right now rebuild my life completely. I now need to build a new career. I need to build wealth. I get to build wealth like I was, you know, in my 20s. I didn't have anything. I didn't have two nickels to rub together. I'm back there again. I get to rebuild my dreams. I get to rebuild my future. I get to rebuild intimacy at some point. I get to possibly rebuild another marriage, another family, maybe, you know, marry into a family where there's kids. So I get to have that kid or grandkid experience that I've always wanted. So I'm so excited to think now from a much different place than I was, say, 2 hours ago. I'm going to move my body more from a place of love and excitement now to dial up the vibrancy of my body energetically, to reclaim the vibrancy and the energy of my late 20s and early 30s, to grow myself more confidently in this body, in my strength, in my resilience, in my energy, so that I am strong in a way that I remember being, so that I can control this body's movement and its acceleration and its ability to thrive and stay in that high energy as long as I possibly can, so that I will be like Uncle Dan, so that I will continue to create and keep my light on high not burnout high. He never was a burnout high kind of person. He never overdid it. Like, he knew that sweet spot of exactly where to keep his life force energy, where it was vibrant and beautiful and sustainable, but it wasn't too much. It didn't spike and it didn't ebb. It just was a beautiful flow. And so I've always, you know, when I needed to cultivate joy, I've always thought, what would Uncle Dan do in this moment? What would he do? And now I get energetically kind of the secret of what he was doing, like the alchemy of his energy that he did. So that today was just a really interesting day. So I'm definitely going to go do the panache activation, because it, you know, it's releasing any blocks to the, you know, the mindset stuff that's in the collective of how you have to age and how it has to be debilitating and how it's, you know, you develop these chronic things and you just sort of start to wither. It's to remove any of that energetic frequency in your body, any of that funk, you know, that you believe that's stuck in your subconscious, and then just aligning with the pure joy of how light this all feels. So that's what the energy activation and alignment will be. So I'm excited. I feel really great right now, but I know that's going to take it up another two or three notches. So I'll keep you posted. I'm going to start pulling out all my tools and really start loving this physical body of mine more, and start really cultivating the understanding of that negative self-talk that I allow myself at times. You know, to just treat this vessel that I'm in with more kindness and more joy, because I really think that's the next piece of my puzzle. I had to learn how to nurture this body and parent it, and you know, bring it back online when I got so sick, because I almost died physically several times from how sick and how depleted I got energetically. And I definitely died spiritually many times because I gave up on myself. Like I got to the point where I was suicidal and I did not want to be here. And so it's been a very gradual turning up of the dial to bring the physical body back online, bring my spirit back online, bring my emotions back online where I can handle them. And now it's just time to, you know, bring that last piece of the puzzle, I guess, fully online, which is fully understanding how I can alchemize and cultivate my own life force and, you know, bring it up to the level that it wants to be at, and learn how to cultivate that and keep it as the precious thing that it is. So that is my epiphany for the day. And I just wanted to share with you, because I literally did the panache meditation and I haven't even brushed my teeth or made my coffee, but I did feed the dog. I always feed him while I'm listening to the pre-talk, because, you know, gotta take care of your old boy. But Dylan says hi. He sends you all his love. I do too. And appreciate you guys so much for listening. And I'll see you next time. Take care. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @airstream_oracle, or you can email me at hello@shannonpinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients. And I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer, because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and you know, I come on, read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening.